أهلا أهلا بالشيخ. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قد خلت من قبلكم سنن فسيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين. هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين. إن يمسسكم قرح فقد مس القوم قرح مثله، وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس وليعلم الله الذين آمنوا ويتخذ منكم شهداء، والله لا يحب الظالمين، وليمحص الله الذين آمنوا ويمحق الكافرين. أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يعلم الله الذين جاهدوا منكم ويعلم الصابرين. صدق الله العظيم. Verses that we are familiar with, verses that we have spoken about. But after 77 days and almost 30,000 shaheed, over 20,000 which we know about, and more than 8,000 still under the anqad, under the rubble, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their shahada. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring comfort to those in fear and anxiety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal those who are injured, feed those who are hungry, grant warmth to those who are cold, and grant victory to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over our enemies, ya Rabbil Alameen. We have to go back to the Quran. Inna hadha al-Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwa. Indeed, this Quran, it guides to that which is most upright. We're not going to find our answers anywhere else besides the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, Khayr al-Anam, salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi. This is al-urwat al-wuthqa lam fisam laha. This is the indestructible rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hold on to it, najayna. We're going to make it, inshallah. We let go of it, we're going to drown. Hasha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who hold on to His indestructible rope. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. And this Quran gives glad tidings to those who believe and work righteous deeds, that for them there will be an immense reward. So we have to go back to the Quran. What did the Prophet say sallallahu alaihi wasallam when Sayyidina Ali asked him, after he said, Satakunu fitna, there's going to be a great trial. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, what did he say? He asked, Mal makhraju minha ya Rasulullah? Faqala Nabiyyu sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Kitabullah. What is going to be the escape from these trials and tribulations? He said, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فِيهِ نَبُؤٌ مَّنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. In it is the information of those who came before you. وَخَبْرٌ مَّا بَعْدَكُمْ. And the information about those who are to come after you. وَحُكْمٌ مَّا بَيْنَكُمْ. It is the book that you use to rule amongst you. وَهُوَ الْفَصْلُ لَيْسَ بِالْهَزْلِ. It is clear cut. There is no jest in it. مَنْ تَرَكَهُ مِنْ جَبَّارٍ قَسَمَهُ اللَّهُ. وَمَنْ ابْتَغَى الْهَدْيَ فِي غَيْرِهِ أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ. It is that book It is clear cut. There's no jest in it. Whoever turns their back on it of a tyrant, Allah will destroy them. And whoever seeks guidance in anything but it, Allah will send them astray. وَوَحَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينِ It's the indestructible rope of Allah. وَهُوَ ذِكْرُ الْحَكِيمِ It's the wisest remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ صِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ It is the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا تَزِيغُ بِهِ الْأَهْوَى وَلَا تَلْتَبِسُ عَلَيْهِ الْأَلْسِنَى وَلَا يَخْلَقْ عَلَى كَثْرَةِ الرَّدْ وَلَا يَشْبَعُ مِنْهُ الْعُلَمَاءُ وَلَا تَنْقَدِ عَجَائِبُ No matter how many people recite it incorrectly, the Qur'an remains the Qur'an. No matter how many people try to quote it out of context or to corrupt it, the Qur'an stays the Qur'an. No matter how many times you read it, you'll never get bored of it. The ulama never get their fill of it, and you will never be ceased to be amazed by it. هُوَ الَّذِي لَمْ يَنْتَهِلْ هُوَ الَّذِي لَمْ تَنْتَهِ الْجِنُّ إِذْ سَمِعَتْهُ حَتَّى قَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا It is that book that even when the jinn heard it, they could not say, but indeed we've heard an amazing reading and we've believed in it. That which it guides to that which is most upright, and we've believed in it. مَنْ قَالَ بِهِ صَدَقْ Whoever quotes the Qur'an has spoken the truth. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ بِهِ أُجِرْ Whoever lives by the Qur'an, be greatly rewarded. وَمَنْ حَكَمَ بِهِ عَدَلْ And whoever rules by the Qur'an, they've ruled with justice. وَمَنْ دَعَى إِلَيْهِ هُدِيَ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ And whoever calls to the Qur'an will be guided on the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to go back to the Qur'an. وَمَا فَرَطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ We haven't left a single thing out of the book. وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدَى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ And we have revealed this book to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as an explanation for all things. All means all. All means all. And as a guidance, and as a mercy, and as a bearer of glad tidings for a people who believe. May Allah make us of the true believers. And subhanAllah, these verses, Surah Ali Imran, 137 to 142. 137 to 142. Go home and ponder over these verses. Wallahi, they will enter your heart bardan wa salaman. Coolly and peacefully. And then we know with yaqeen, with certainty, that nothing is lost. That we must not lose heart. That we will come out on top, in kuntum mu'mineen, if ye are believers. Oh Allah, make us of the true believers. Sallallahu alayhi wa ta'ala begins verse number 137. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ Indeed, there has come before you sunan. Sunan, the plural of sunnah. But here we're not speaking about the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is أَقْوَالُهُ وَأَفْعَالُهُ وَتَقْرِيرَاتُ His words, his deeds, and his tacit approvals. We are speaking about the sunnah of Allah. And what is the sunnah of Allah? And Allah has sunan, not just one sunnah. He has many sunan. It's all part of the same program. Different sentences of code, if you like. Going back to Neshi Schneiderman now. Sequential, if statement, loop, balanced line algorithm. For those of you who have done a bit of programming. It's all part of the same program. It is the order of Allah. It is the system of Allah. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبَدِيلًا And there is no exchange for Allah's system. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا Neither can you even find an alteration or a change for the system of Allah, except by Allah. That's what we call a miracle, خَارِقُ الْعَادَ It breaks through what is considered natural. But nature is but the order of Allah. So when Allah wants to break His order, the two letters, min fawqa sab'at tibaq, from above the seventh heaven, al-kafi wa noon, kun, fayakun, be and it is. It's only with that command that the order can be changed or altered. But in as far as we as human beings, what we are feeding into the system, what we feed in is what we get out. اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. What did the Prophet say, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do whatever you like, what you do will be done unto you. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدَ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Indeed, there has come before you sunan, almost like the tracks on a vinyl record. What goes around comes around. Exactly. Almost like the tracks on a vinyl record. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. So go out in the earth and see what was the result. What was the recompense? What was the consequences that befell those who belied the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who disbelieved in Allah, who rebelled against Allah and transgressed these boundaries, جَلَّ فِي عُلَى. And we don't need to go far. We look at South Africa in the dark days of apartheid. Many people didn't see any light at the end of the tunnel. Nobody thought that the military prowess and might of the South African Defense Force, as well as the security apparatus, could ever be defeated by the people of this country. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought it down without even one shot being fired. And I mean that in the sense of a war. There was an armed struggle, but in the sense of a war, not what, like what we are seeing our brothers and sisters in Palestine have been doing for the last, at least since 1936. Why? Because that was the Arab revolt against the British mandate. But Palestine has been occupied, the Holy Land, Al-Ard al-Muqaddasa, the Blessed Land, Al-Ard al-Mubarakah, has been occupied since 1917. So it's at least 106 years of occupation. Many great nations have come before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about Fir'aun. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعْلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادِ إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ الَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقَ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ad and Thamud. I want to concentrate on Fir'aun right now. وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ. And Fir'aun, the possessor of pigs. What does that mean? Firmly established in the land. Him and his mighty army. At that time, they had the greatest empire, the strongest army. وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ الَّذِينَ تَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ. But what did they do? They tyrannized the people of the land. They transgressed the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They killed the boys and kept the girls alive. فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ. Spreading much mischief in the land. فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابٍ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought down upon them the whoop of his punishment. The whoop of his punishment. At one time, Fir'aun, what did he say? What did he say about Musa and Bani Israel when they were trying to escape from him? What did he say about them? He said, قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن هؤلاء لشرذمة قليلون. They're nothing but a small band. He sent out messengers to the different towns and cities that Musa and Bani Israel might pass in order that he should know where they are, catch up with them and seize them. Ach, they're just a small little band. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَنَا لَغَائِظُونَ. And indeed, they are enraging us. The small little band, they are enraging us. And so what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up the Red Sea. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَأَنْجَيْنَا مُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعْهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. And we saved Moses and those with him all together. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Bani Israel was saved. Allah opened up the Red Sea for them. And once they had crossed, ثُمَّ أَغْرَقْنَا الْآخِرِينَ. Then we drowned the others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it in another verse. حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقِ. Until drowning overcame him. When Fir'aun, when he saw Malik al-Mawt. What did you say?
فَلَمَّا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقِ قال أمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين.
He said, I believe in the God of the children of Bani Israel, or in the children of Israel, I believe in their God, and I am of those submitting and surrendering to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, Al-An, which is two alifs, basically, Hamzat al-Istifham and the Hamza of Al-An, which is now. So, means now, question mark. Now you want to repent after you've seen the angel of death? Remember, what is the point of no return? فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ. That's the place in the throat. بَيْنَ التَّرْقُوَتَيْنِ. كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِ. Between the two collarbones. So, his soul had already got to the point of no return. He saw Malik al-Mawt. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-An, now, وَقَدَ عَصَيْتَ قَبْلِ. And you were disobedient before. وَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And you were of the mischief makers. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدْنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ.
Now you want to repent? And you were disobedient before, and you are the mischief makers. So on this day, we shall take your body from the ocean and save it, preserve it.
If you go to Egypt now, and you go to the Egyptian Museum, the National Egyptian Museum, you will see him lying there, Ramses Athani, Ramses the Second, the Fir'aun of the time of Nabi Musa, he's lying there. And the whole world coming to visit him. Ever since they discovered him. I don't know, perhaps even 100 years ago. I don't know exactly when they discovered him. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. But most of mankind are heedless of our signs. Most of mankind are heedless of our signs.
فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدْنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً.
We shall save your body from the ocean today and preserve it so that you can be a sign for those who come after it. And indeed, most of mankind are heedless of our signs. So, go out in the earth, Allah says, and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done to those who belied His signs, to those who rebelled against Him, to those who disbelieved in Him. He has destroyed many of them. أَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا لَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَكُمْ وَأَرْسَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِدْرَارًا وَجَعَلْنَا الْأَنْهَارَ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَأَنْشَأْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ قَرْنًا آخَرِينَ. That's Surah Al-An'am, verse Verse number 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and how many a people do you see that we have destroyed before them, that we established firmly in the earth? We gave them wealth, we gave them power, and now what? Aircraft carriers and F-16s and F-35s and big armies. We established them in the earth in a way that we did not establish you. And we sent down rain from the heavens and we let the rivers flow underneath their feet. And then we destroyed them because of their sins. And then we brought after them other generations. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ بَطَشًا فَنَقَّبُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ هَلْ مِنْ مَحِيصٍ. And how many a generation before them did we destroy? Who were greater them in power? Who were greater them in power? And had explored right throughout the lands. Is there any place from which they could escape? Meaning when the punishment of Allah came? So this is the sunnah of Allah. This is the order of Allah. كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ. Oppression. Allahu Akbar. Two sins are punishable on the dunya before the akhirah. The one sin is oppression. The other sin is uquq al-walidain, the mistreatment of parents. They will first be hit here before they are hit there. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Do not think for one moment that Allah is unaware of what the oppressors are doing. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبَصَارِ. Allah is only delaying their punishment for a day when their necks will be stiffened and their eyes will be bulging out of fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single dua that is being made right now in Gaza and wherever the Muslims are being oppressed or by any oppressed person, even if that oppressed person be a disbeliever. Did you know that? قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا دعوة المظلوم فإنها مستجابة ولو بعد حين ولو كان كافرا وعليه كفر. Be aware of the dua of the oppressed person. For 30 days after the killing of 70 of the best, most illustrious companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, after he sent him to go and teach the disbelievers about Islam, it was a trap. They set a trap for them and they killed them. 70 of the most illustrious companions of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For 30 days our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua and he mentioned the tribes that partook in the murder of the companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why do not be afraid to say la'anatullahi ala al-zalimin. May Allah curse the oppressors and all those who support the oppressors. And so Jamaatul Muslimin, the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are seeing it playing out again. At-tarikhu yu'idu nafsahu. History repeats itself. History repeats itself. La tadlimanna idha ma kunta muqtadiran fa dhulmu tarju'u qabahu ila nadami tanamu aynaka wal mazlumu muntabihun yad'u alayka wa aynullahi lam tanami. The poet says, do not oppress if you cannot bear the consequences of your oppression. Because the consequences of your oppression will end up in bitter regret. Your eyes go to sleep at night while the oppressed person is awake, cursing you. And the eye of Allah never sleeps. The eye of Allah never sleeps. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ فَسِيرُ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Indeed, the order of Allah has played out before. It's exactly what Allah is saying. So go out in the earth and see what happened to those who rebelled against Allah, to those who oppressed and transgressed the boundaries of Allah. هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ. This is clear evidence for mankind. Meaning clear evidence for the kuffar. Clear evidence for them that this is what's going to happen to them. Those who oppress, Allah's going to destroy them. Even if He gives them respite before their destruction. Do not think the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the oppressor respite that he will escape. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ يَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Let the disbelievers not think for one moment that we give them respite, that we give them rope. Dra'at sister say. That we give them respite for their own benefit. We only give them respite that they might increase in sin. And for them will be a humiliating torment. هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين. So this is clear evidence for mankind in general, and it is a guidance and a gentle admonishment for the muttaqin, for those who are conscious and mindful of Allah. That they what? That what? Admonishment that the muttaqin must not do what? ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. It's an admonishment for those who are conscious of Allah that don't have the wrong thoughts about Allah. This is the time, Jamaatul Muslimin, where we must annuhsin adhanna billah. We must have the best thoughts about Allah. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى أنا عند ظن عبدي بي فليظن بي ما شاء إن ظن بي خيرا فله وإن ظن بي شرا فله. I am to my servant as they think of me. So let them think whatever they want of me. If they think good of me, then they will have good. If they think bad of me, they will have bad. So let us have the best thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَهِنُوا. Don't lose heart. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't be sad. We've spoken about Wahan. The people of Gaza have removed Wahan from their hearts. Have we? حُبَّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. The love of the dunya and the hatred and the fear of death. Wallahi, you cannot defeat the people who are not afraid to die. When Dr. Brighton, he was a doctor in the British regiment that marched from Kabul to Jalalabad. This was in the 1850s. When an entire regiment of the British Army was wiped out by the Afghan resistance. They saved the women and the children, but they killed all the men except for one doctor. I think it was Richard Brighton. Dr. Richard Brighton. Anyway, he arrived in Jalalabad and they asked him, how is it possible at the height of the British Empire, the cream of the British Army could be defeated by these ragtag mountaineering ruffians? You know what he answered them? He said, how can you fight a people who see paradise through the barrel of your gun? هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون. Don't lose heart. Don't be sad. You will come out on top. You will be victorious. With a caveat, بشرط, with the condition, in kuntum mu'minin, if you are true believers. Allah make us of the true believers. Wallah, if there's one dua we should be making nowadays, ya Allah make us of the true believers. إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُ. If you are injured, then indeed others who came before you were also injured. Do you know that during the Al-Hurub al-Salibiyya, during the Crusaders, between 1 and 3 million Muslims were slaughtered by the Crusaders. I visited Ma'arat al-Nu'man in the province of Idlib. I visited Al-Madin al-Qadima, the old Ma'arat al-Nu'man, where a massacre took place at the hands of the Crusaders before they entered Jerusalem. On the 15th of July, 1099, where they cannibalized the inhabitants of Ma'arat al-Nu'man. And then when they entered Jerusalem on the 15th of July, 1099, they put the entire city to the sword. They burnt the Jews alive in their synagogue. The chroniclers of that time said that their horses waded up in their knees, nay, up to their bridles in blood. In other words, the blood bath was to the extent where the blood splashed everywhere. Then after the Crusaders, who came? The Mongols. Under Genghis Khan, his son Ogadai and his three grandsons, Helegu, Batu and Kubla, 40 million people were killed. And the bulk of those 40 million were Muslimin. We fast forward and we see how many millions were killed in Algeria. Rodolfo Graziani, the butcher of Cyrenaica, which is eastern Libya, killed half of the Libyan population. Putin, at the beginning of this new millennium, killed half of the Chechens in Grozny.